President Trump today confirmed, yes, he blocked aid to Ukraine a week before his call with Ukrainian President Zelensky when he pressured Zelensky to investigate Joe Biden. Today's development comes as more House Democrats are shifting their stance on impeachment proceedings. A group of seven freshman Democrats, all veterans of the military and of the nation's defense and intelligence agencies, wrote a piece in the Washington Post declaring, if the allegations that President Trump used his position to pressure a foreign nation into investigating a political opponent, if those allegations are true, then, quote, we believe these actions represent an impeachable offense. Among the seven, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan's 8th District. Congresswoman, there have been other Democrats pressing for impeachment through the Russia investigation, the Mueller probe. You were not one of those voices until now. Why is this beyond the pale for you?
You know, I think for me as a national security professional, there were so many times in my adult life, basically from the beginning of my career, that I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. I did the exact same thing back in January when I became a congresswoman. And there are times when, you know, you hear at least the allegations of something like this, and you just have to take a step back and say, if I don't do something, it's not living up to my oath. And, you know, a number of us were talking about it. I had been judicious about calling for impeachment. And I just think that the idea that potentially the president of the United States reached out to a foreign leader and asked for dirt on an opponent is just beyond the pale. And if he used American security assistance paid for by the American taxpayer to do it, to put that pressure, well, that's even worse. And if these allegations are true, then I think we're in a different world. So I just felt it was important to say it. And a number of us felt compelled to do it. And so we came out.
How difficult was that decision for you to join with your colleagues and come out so publicly?
Well, it's never an easy thing when you decide to come out on something. I mean, to be honest with you, the 8th District is a very independently minded district. We have lots of people who have called for impeachment. We have lots of people who are adamantly against it. I hear from lots of them on our phones and emails and letters and in my town halls. But I think many, many times in my life in a different world when I was a CIA officer or certainly at the Pentagon as an assistant secretary, you have to make hard calls sometimes, even if they're not popular. And this felt to me like one of those times. And so at the end of the day, I really hope I didn't take I didn't do it out of political calculus. I did it because I believe in it. And I think that you have to say that it's not okay for any American president to go to a foreign leader and ask for dirt to use in a political process. It's just, that can't be all right.
Have you been in line at the grocery store or the coffee shop and someone says, wait, he's our president, let him be?
To be honest, what folks are pulling me aside in the grocery store to ask about is, when are we going to do things on things like the price of insulin or inhalers or EpiPens, pharmaceuticals, the price of healthcare? But certainly in calls to my office and in town halls, I get pushed to think about impeachment. But I also get people who will come up to me, you know, at a football game or, you know, at a job site that I'm visiting and saying, like, please don't do this. You know, we can have an election. So I hear the whole range because the 8th District is really independently minded. And that's a good thing.
What's at risk for you, for the Democratic Party, should Speaker Pelosi go ahead and move on impeachment?
Well, what's really important, and those of us with a service background have made this point, is we really need to bring the country along with us. And I am the first to acknowledge that the Democrats have not done a good job at that. We have been all over the place. You have all these separate committees launching all these separate investigations. And it's not like they're wrong to do it, but it hasn't been strategic, efficient, clear. And I think that's, to me, why it's important to focus on the national security implications of this latest allegation, because I think it's understandable. I think it's clear. And now our charge is to make sure that whatever process goes forward is set to a really high standard so that the country gets brought along with us. I think that's really, really important. And the risk is that we don't do a good job at that, whatever we do. And, I hope that the president provides clarification and documents so that maybe this wasn't the case. I would love that to be true. But whatever happens, we need to be clear and strategic. And the risk of not being so, I think, is pretty high.
The acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, is slated to appear before the House Intelligence Committee on Thursday. So far, he is refusing to turn over the whistleblower complaint to Congress, even though the law requires that he does that. What should committee members ask him?
Well, first of all, he should bring the documents with him. That is the law. When I worked for the director of National Intelligence, we worked on the whistleblower law so that intelligence community officials had the same protections that anyone else in the federal government did. So I feel pretty strongly that any cabinet-level official in the United States should adhere to the law. He should provide it. Secondly, I want to hear his explanation for why the military assistance seems to have been delayed, what exactly the president did or did not do. I mean, the problem is the president's lawyer went on TV and said on live television that indeed he had reached out to the government of Ukraine. He had asked about information about a political opponent. So the onus is on the administration to clear that up. And I think the DNI is the first person who will be up on the Hill should expect pretty tough questioning, because we have to have norms and standards. We have to make sure that the bones of democracy are strong, and those are our institutions.
Publicly, your Republican House colleagues have been either silent or supportive of the president. What about away from cameras and microphones? Is there anything you're hearing from any of them that leads you to think they're questioning the president after these new revelations?
Well, obviously, we know there's a number of folks who I work with a lot who are retiring. So I think for some folks, you know, there is some level of exhaustion with just kind of the vitriol, and they have a hard time sort of speaking on behalf of the president. But I don't know what they're going to do. I very much hope that this isn't a partisan issue, and that if these allegations are true, that my colleagues across the political spectrum say, okay, you know what? There's just some times where you got to think about, what do you tell your grandkids about this behavior? You know, what's okay and what's not okay in our system? And I very much hope that this isn't a partisan issue. I know that's a high bar, but that's still what I'm hoping.
Representative Alyssa Slotkin, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.